This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
We will now come to order. I'd like to welcome everybody here today and welcome those that are listening over the internet. A brief reminder to those that are in the room today, if you've got a device that makes noises, please turn the sound down or shut them off, cell phones, computers, etc. I don't want those that are testifying to be interrupted. We do have a fine. My fine is some bucks to the local Boys and Girls Club if your cell phone goes off. So shut it down, Representative Willardson. With that, I'm going to ask the Secretary to call the roll.
Representatives Beal.
Here.
Gosch.
Here.
Greenfield.
Here.
Hawley.
Here.
Johnson.
Here.
May. McCleary.
Here.
Mills.
Here.
Pischke.
Here.
Steinhauer.
Here.
Willardson,
here.
Zickmund,
here.
And Rounds.
Here. We do have a quorum. I know Representative May is testifying in another room, and Representative Howley's got to take off. He won't be gone long, though. They're going to take care of that bill real quick for you. You got two?
There's only 100 people to testify, so I should be back real quick.
Okay. And I don't know. So if anybody else has to take off to testify, I know these next couple of weeks gets pretty hectic. Just let the chair or the secretary know that you'll be gone. Some of these bills that we've got may have some tight votes where, you know, one extra vote may make a difference of sitting on it or getting it off the floor or to the floor. Okay, if you are going to testify on any of the bills today, please sign in at the back. If you've got any information to give out to the committee, we got two pages here today. They're here to help us, assist us in handing out literature or whatever. Since we have the two pages here today, come on up to the microphone, tell us who you are, where you're from, and if you have any plans after high school.
Hi, I'm Andy Miles. I'm from
Use the mic so people on the internet can hear you.
Oh, I can hear you.
You're being broadcasted worldwide.
Oh, boy. Hi, I'm Andrew Miros. I'm from Kimball, and I guess my current plan is to make it the SDSU, but I'm only a junior, so it may change.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you. Come on up.
I'm Tori Rasmussen from Hudson, South Dakota. I'm currently a junior at Alcester Hudson, and I plan on attending SDSU for pre-law and FFA, and then possibly USD for law school.
Good for you. The state needs more attorneys. So, real quick before we get going, House Bill 1200. Is there anybody in the room that is here specifically or to testify on House Bill 1200 that cannot be back at a later date? Seeing none, I'm going to defer House Bill 1200 to our next alcohol day at House Commerce and Energy. We got, I think, a couple of alcohol bills left, and I think we're going to have those the Wednesday before crossover. So we're going to move 1200 to that day. Okay, Representative Gosch, you have a
personal privilege, please.
Personal privilege granted.
In the audience today, in the almost the entire back row, you'll see the Selby senior class, right? It's all seniors? All right, senior class. And then we also have the mayor and his wife from Ipswich here today. So just give everybody a wave. Thank
well,
you guys
welcome.
For coming.
Welcome to the students. Give them a little thank you. There you go. Representative Steinhauer.
Personal privilege.
Granted.
In addition to my lovely wife that's hiding back here in the second row here, I have two of my nine grandchildren. I've got Ben and Sarah Eulen here with us.
Very good.
It's good to have you here today. Okay, and I'm reading my board at the back. Today is Equality Day in South Dakota, and I think we've got some people in here that are here for that. I don't know. It's a full room. Somebody had to write that up there, and I appreciate it. So, and there are some – is anybody shadowing anybody today? Do we have any shadows? There's one there, and who are you shadowing? So, Representative Greenfield, you have a shadow.
She's in the shadow.
Okay. And with that, we need to get going. We're down to just three bills today, but I want to give proper time to the three bills. House Bill 1185 is an act to establish provisions. Whoops. Oh, the Representative Willardson, did you read anything last night?
Mr. Chair, Willardson moves to approve the minutes.
Second. We have a motion by Representative Willardson to approve the minutes, seconded by Representative McCleary. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Minutes are so approved. Now we can move along to our bills. We did have an amendment to the minutes. I don't know. Did you read the amendment to the minutes? I forgot to ask.
I did not see one, and I did not see where one was needed.
I did. But there, it's been signed, and I don't know if you got a copy of it yet, but I read it, and I approve it. So, and thank you for the vote.
As amended.
Thank you. Okay, now we'll get going. An act to establish provisions regarding the storage of wine at certain licensed premises. This time, the chair will ask for proponent testimony. House Bill 1185, welcome back to Commerce Committee, Representative Consett.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Chris Consett, District 32, Rapid City. And I'm going to start out by saying this is possibly the most attractive committee I've ever sat before.
Today, correct? Today.
We're going to turn legislation on its tail here today. This is basically what it reads. It is illegal now for country clubs, the number 10 saloon. There are different restaurants around the state that have wine lockers. And what that is if I go to my watering hole where I like to drink and they do not carry what I like to drink, you can rent a locker and the fee is at the discretion of the establishment, and they will hold the wine for you, and then they give you a corkage fee. It's illegal now. It's been practiced here since, well, I don't have no one. Yeah, statehood. And that's all this does, is just get it into statute. I will stand by for questions.
Thank you, Representative Consett. Are there any other proponents to House Bill 1185?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Matt Krogman representing South Dakota Licensed Beverage Dealers and Gaming Association. Basically, your on and off sale retail liquor license holders. We like this idea. It's another service we can provide to our customers. One of the keys to it is that it's a service we can provide to our customers if we choose to provide it. It doesn't force us to provide this. If we choose to, we can. So we'd appreciate your support. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Krogman. Are there any other proponents to House Bill 1185? Any other proponents? Seeing none, are there any opponents to House Bill 1185? Are there any opponents? Seeing none, we'll waive any rebuttal. I'll open it up to committee questions. Representative Steinhauer.
Move to pass.
We are to questions.
Ah, sorry.
Well, I'm going to reject that till we get to that stage of the. Are there any questions? Representative Archbeal.
I have a question, Mr. Chair.
State your question.
Sponsor. The only question I ask is, does this allow them to put in that locker something that is on the shelf in the restaurant?
From my understanding, and I did ask that question, no.
If I can just do a brief follow-up, does this bottle become under the charge of the owner of the property, or is it something that you're fully responsible for as you store it? You're the one that puts it away?
You are responsible for your locker. And like I said, it's at the discretion of the establishment to provide a locker fee if he so chooses, or she, and that is your property. There's a key. It is locked.
Okay, thank you. Representative Pischke.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So this bottle of wine that's in your locker, does this have to be uncorked, or can you open the bottle, drink part of it, and put it back in your locker?
It's my understanding that, yes, they can reseal it and put it back in the locker. Yeah. Unless you have a real hunger for a whole bottle.
Representative Pischke, that answer your question. Representative Mills.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is also for the sponsor. I'm curious, if this has been allowed since statehood, is there some problem that has arisen that makes us put it specifically into the statute?
No, it just hasn't been addressed, and I believe it was caught by the Department of Revenue during an audit, and it's going on currently. Most of the country clubs within this, all of the country clubs within the state, and quite a few restaurants and bars do employ this. So no, there's not been a red flag.
Representative Mills, from what I understand, is it's been a practice for years, and they've just been notified that it isn't in statute to allow them to do it. So any other questions? Seeing none, I'll close public testimony, open it up to committee discussion and or comments or action. Representative Steinhauer.
Now I will move do pass.
Second.
We have a motion from Representative Steinhauer do pass on House Bill 1185. That's seconded by Representative McCleary. Comments on that motion? Representative Steinhauer.
I think it's pretty clear. It's just making legal a common practice, and I don't think there's going to be any issues related to it. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further comments on the do pass motion? Seeing none, I didn't know this existed. I can't afford to belong to a country club, so I didn't know this was even happening. But the number 10. I haven't been up there in ages, but I think it's a good bill. We should support it. With that, the question is, do pass on House Bill 1185. All those in favor will signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Representatives Beal.
Aye.
Gosch.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Hawley.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
May excused. McCleary.
Aye.
Mills.
Aye.
Pischke.
Aye.
Steinhauer.
Aye.
Willitson.
Aye.
Zickmund. Rounds.
Aye. Have an affirmative vote of 12-0. House Bill 1185 will move to the floor and be placed on the debate calendar. Do pass the recommendation. Representative Steinhauer makes the motion to put on consent.
Move on the consent calendar.
Seconded by Representative Pischke. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. House Bill 1185 will move to the floor with the do pass the recommendation and be placed on consent calendar. Okay, second bill up today is House Bill 1146. This is an act entitled to revise certain provisions regarding the consumption of alcoholic beverages by passengers aboard vehicles operated by licensed carriers. The chair will ask for proponent testimony on House Bill 1146. And before we get started, keep in mind we do have an amendment being floated around here. For discussion purposes only, I'm going to allow to talk on both this proposed amendment and the bill. So go ahead and proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So you don't want to move the amendment?
Not right now.
At this point. Okay, yes, sounds good. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, today I would like to talk to you about carrier licenses.
Please identify yourself for the internet.
I apologize. Representative Jason Kettwig, District 4. I know you have dealt with a lot of alcohol bills and have more to come, and let me assure you, aside from the one that just went on consent, this one should go on consent as well. Last year I brought a bill that accomplished part of this. That bill wasn't ready. I wasn't ready to bring it, and it wasn't the right answer for the problem that we were seeing. This year, through working with the Department of Revenue and a group all summer, we came up with different alcohol bills to bring, and this is one of those that I bring on my own that came from that discussion. What this bill does is, for a long time, it's been common practice for conveyances such as party buses, limousines, and now with the newly established sip and cycle bikes, that they allow their customers to bring their own alcohol to that conveyance. Well, according to South Dakota state law, if a carrier is a retailer under that law, and so bringing your own bottle to a retail establishment is illegal. This bill would provide an exception to that for those people who operate a carrier license. So your limousines, your party buses will be able to swing through a liquor store and pick up alcohol if that's what they choose to do. They will also have the ability to say that we provide the alcohol on the conveyance, and they won't
won't swing through there for you. It's completely up to the owner of that business and how he wants to run his business, but it allows the BYOB if you want to. I will talk to the amendment for just a second. This bill, it covers all of the concerns I've heard for this bill are, okay, who cards? Who makes sure that everybody who's drinking is 21? Who makes sure that no one is overserved during the process of these rides and all of that? And then who ensures that, the alcohol is not, an open container is not taken out of that vehicle and into another retail establishment, so to, or, you know, for instance, which would be illegal and put at risk the license of both the establishment they go into and the conveyance for doing that. All of those things are addressed in state law. And so the amendment just clarifies that, listen, you can't just read this part of the section and ignore all the other rules. All of those rules still apply to those carriers, and they must card. They must make sure that no one is overserved, and they must make sure that no open containers leave their conveyance. So thank you for your time, and I will stand by for questions.
Thank you, Representative. Are there any other proponents to House Bill 1146? And I'm going to give latitude towards, if you've seen the amendment, to discuss both the bill and 1146WA.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Jason Evans with South Dakota Department of Revenue. Excuse me. I think the representative did a good job of explaining what the bill does. I just wanted to point out one thing, and that is that in Section 2, we specifically say there that these beverages must be purchased from a South Dakota retailer. And what that means for us at the Department of Revenue is that all the appropriate and applicable alcohol excise taxes will have been paid before those products ever got to the retailer, and all the appropriate and applicable sales taxes will have been paid on those products before they ever make their way aboard the carrier. So I think the good representative pitched the bill well. I won't take a lot of time. This was a topic of discussion of length during our summer work study. I think the bill's in good shape, and we're fine with the amendment as far as I can tell. So we would support the bill and hope that the committee does as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Evans. Are there any other proponents to House Bill 1146? Any other proponents? Seeing none, opponent testimony, House Bill 1146. And again, I'm going to leave latitude to both the bill and 1146WA.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Matt Krogman again, South Dakota Licensed Beverage Dealers and Gaming Association. I hesitate to stand up as an opponent, but officially I have to because we are opposed to the original bill, how it's written. Representative Kettwig did a – well, first of all, I want to thank him because he worked with our concerns, worked with us very well, and so I appreciate his efforts on it. He stated what a lot of our concerns were. If you read the original bill, it just states that a person can bring an unopened bottle of alcohol onto one of these conveyances. There's no references that the person has to be 21. So we didn't want it that vague. So we needed something in here that addressed exactly what we were talking about, that not just any person can bring an unopened bottle of alcohol onto one of these conveyances. They have to abide by all the rules that are under Chapter 35 or under that title, which is they have to be 21. It's addressed later in the chapter, but it's not addressed specifically here. It also indicates, or it also states, that you can't take alcohol off the conveyance elsewhere in state law, but in this title. Also says you can't serve over people who are clearly intoxicated. All of those things would apply to this now. So if this amendment gets on, we would not be an opponent. So I hesitate to get up here and on the opponent side, but we are opponents to the original bill. We would not be opponents if the amendment goes on. So thank you.
Mr. Krogan, before you step away, so if the amendment gets put on, you want us to erase your opponent testimony just in case somebody wants to put this on consent? Just okay. Thank you. Go ahead.
No.
Further opponents? Any other opponents? Seeing none, I'm going to open it up to committee questions. Before we deal with the amendment, I'm going to open up to committee questions. We can discuss the amendment. Go ahead, Representative Mills. Ask your question.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. In Section 4, there's a strike through that says unless restricted by local ordinance. And to me, that sounds like local control. I'm wondering why we would remove local control from this provision.
I think that would be for Mr. Evans, maybe. You can address that one, can't you?
Yes, sir, I can address that. Thank you, Mr. Chair and Representative Mills. I'd be glad to address that. There is a separate section in Title 35 that specifically authorizes local governments to restrict the operation of carrier licensees. So it's not necessary in the license portion of the carriers, if that makes sense. So we're not restricting local authority. In fact, there's specific authorization elsewhere in the code that grants that authority.
You don't know off the top of your head which chapter that is?
I do not, but I can get that to this committee if you'd like me to do that, sir.
Maybe.
I may even be able to get it before the end of the day.
It should be in 1070 somewhere, isn't it?
I don't believe that's a section that we amended in 1070, so okay. It's probably not there. I've got
okay.
My little laptop with me, so I'll try to find it.
It'd be nice to have that if it makes it to the floor. Okay, thank you. Questions? Any further questions? Representative Greenfield, you're looking like you got a question. No?
I have a question.
Representative Pitschke?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And this is probably for Mr. Evans as well. You mentioned Section 2 here that it has to be purchased from a South Dakota retailer. I'm wondering how that's going to be enforced. Because in my neck of the woods, you have someone in Sioux Falls. How do we know that they didn't purchase that alcohol from somewhere in Minnesota and come over and now they're getting in a limousine?
Mr. Chair. Representative Pishke, this bill is granting some authority to carrier licensees that they don't currently have. And so I would think that it would be incumbent upon those licensees to ensure that if they're allowing their patrons to bring that product onto their carrier conveyance, that they ensure that it was purchased from a South Dakota licensee pursuant to the state law.
If I could follow up on that question, isn't there a tag over the tax sticker that goes over the top that says where it's? Okay, just curious on that. Not anymore. We took that off, didn't we? I took it off. Thank you. Okay, any further questions? Any further questions? Seeing none, I'm going to close public testimony, open it up to committee discussion and or action on House Bill 1146. Representative Gosch.
I'd like to move the amendment, Amendment 1146, whiskey alcohol.
We have a motion by Representative Gosch to amend 1146 with 1146WA. That motion is seconded by Representative Beal. Discussion on that motion, Representative Gosch. Any further discussion on the proposed amendment? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. House Bill 1146 is so amended. Now we are to House Bill 1146 as amended, committee discussion and or action. Representative Greenfield.
Mr. Chair, I move do pass.
We have a motion do pass by Representative Greenfield on House Bill 1146 as amended.
Second.
And that is seconded by Representative Willardson. Discussion on that motion, Representative Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This has been an ongoing question in our area because of the certain transportation system that conveys people from one place to the other. I know I have a friend that's a driver, and she said, I'm not interested in being a bartender and stopping by the side of the road. They could just bring their own alcohol on if we had this in statute, so it's a good idea. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Greenfield. Any other comments? Representative Zickman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, several years ago, I was approached on this same issue from one of those pedal buses things, and I was told that that's a city problem. So I'm glad that, Representative, you brought this forward. Otherwise, if I'd have known that, I'd have been bringing it a couple years ago. So I'm going to support the bill.
Thank you. Any other comments on the do pass motion? Seeing none, the question is do pass on House Bill 1146 as amended. All those in favor will signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Representatives Beal.
Aye.
Gosch.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Hawley. Excused. Johnson.
Aye.
May. Excused. McCleary.
Aye.
Mills.
Aye.
Pishke.
Aye.
Steinhauer.
Aye.
Willardson.
Aye.
Zickmund.
Aye.
Rounds.
Aye. 11.
Have an affirmative vote of 11 ayes. House Bill 1146, as amended, will move to the floor and be placed with a due pass recommendation. Okay, we're going to take a quick little diversion from the calendar here. On the 31st of this month, we tabled a bill, House Bill 1134. It was tabled in committee. It's sitting there right now, kind of just gathering dust. I've been approached by a couple of people, individuals, and the prime sponsor of this bill, asking if we can move the bill off the table and refer it to Judiciary Committee. I don't know if they're in here right now, but what they want to do is they want to simply hog the bill. I've got a copy of their amendment here. But what we would do, and Judiciary Committee says, yeah, we'll take it. So, hey, if they want the bill, let's give it to them. That's my philosophy. But in order to do so, we have to have a motion and a vote to take it off the table. Representative Beal, do you have a question?
Mr. Chair, could I see the amendment?
We got some copies here. You can hand them out. I'll allow the what I'm going to do is just allow the committee to absorb the amendment a little bit. We can come back to this. Let's get to the next item. That'll give you a chance to absorb this a little bit, and then we can ask questions on it after the next bill, because the next bill will be our last bill of the day. And Representative Dennett's getting kind of antsy here. So we're going to move now to House Bill 1220. This is an act to revise a penalty for certain offenses regarding the manufacture, sale, or possession of alcohol in powdered, condensed, or other concentrated form under most circumstances. The chair will ask for proponent testimony on House Bill 1220.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Drew Dennert, State Representative, District 3. It's my first time before your committee, and I am very, very pleased to see all these wonderful people here that are here to testify for my bill. So I am excited and I'm pumped up about this. So I bring you House Bill 1220 today. This deals with the powdered alcohol statutes that I'm sure you all remember we passed last year, making powdered alcohol illegal in South Dakota. And the intent of this bill is absolutely not to change any current policy besides what the penalty is for that. Last year when we passed this bill, I remember I brought a voice amendment on the House floor that was very, very, very narrowly defeated. At the time, we didn't want to take that up. So I'm bringing it to you as a bill this year. Simply, all the bill does is it says powdered alcohol is a Class 2 misdemeanor rather than a Class 1. And a Class 1 misdemeanor is maximum penalty up to 1 year in jail and a $1,000 fine. And a Class 2 misdemeanor is up to 30 days in jail with a $500 fine. So I think the Class 1 misdemeanor was a bridge too far. I think that penalty was much too stiff. I think the Class 2 is certainly more appropriate. So very simple bill, and I appreciate your support. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Dennert. Any other proponents on House Bill 1220? Are there any other proponents? Seeing none, are there any opponents to House Bill 1220?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Matt Krogman with the South Dakota Licensed Beverage Dealers and Gaming Association again. Sorry for coming up as an opponent so much today. We worked very hard on getting the bill passed last year in the form that it's in. Last year, this legislature saw it fit that the penalty met what it should. We haven't been given any any reason to change it. We haven't had testimony as to anyone being in trouble on this, anything like that. We just don't see any reason to change what we saw fit to pass last year. We think the penalty is fine, and we'd appreciate your resistance respectively. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Krogman. Are there any other opponents to House Bill 1220? Any other opponents? Opponents? Seeing none, Representative Dennert, give you a little rebuttal here.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Drew Dennert, District 3, Aberdeen again. And I'll be very brief. The opposition had said that we haven't had any problems with this. And I would say thank goodness to that, because I think this penalty is much, much too stiff. Like you said, no one has been in trouble with this, but I think that's the point. Someone is going to be at some point. Let's make sure we have the appropriate penalty for this. He had said that we worked hard last year to get this statute in place, and I have no doubt we did. So let's revise this and let's improve it and pass this to the floor. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Dennert. At this time, I'll open it up to committee questions. Representative Steinhauer.
Thank you. This is for the sponsor. My understanding is a Class 1 is it's a maximum of 1 year and a $1,000 fine, so it could be less. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So, if I may, Mr. Chair, someone who is in possession of a large quantity of this alcohol powder, and they are distributing it to kids at a school, would that maybe rise to an occasion that it, do you think that it's adequate at that point if someone who's really distributing it in quantities to, you know, to children, a $500 fine in 30 days is adequate in that case?
Representative Dennert,
Mr. Chairman,
answer that.
Thank you for the question. I think there would be room for possibly having a different penalty for someone who is in possession of a small amount versus someone who is a distributor. So that's something that if the committee or if this would pass today, if I'm on the House floor, we'd like to make that revision. That's something I would be open to, because I think it would only make sense to have a lesser penalty for someone who is just using it rather than someone who, you know, was selling it. So I'd be open to that.
Representative Steinhauer, that answer your question. Are there any other questions of the committee? Don't run away. No. If I may, I'm going to – you had commented that this hasn't been an issue yet, and I think we've been, what, 8 months into it since July 1st? Do you know of any arrests or anything at all that have occurred in the past 6, 7, 8 months?
Mr. Chairman, I'm unaware of any arrests that have happened in the last 8 months, although I have not examined all the police reports across the state. So it is a possibility, but I have not been aware of this.
And my follow-up is, if we aren't aware of any problems with this, don't you think the penalties in here are working?
Mr. Chair, I think because I'm unaware of any arrests, I don't know if we know that the penalties are working. So I think if someone is out and they have this and they get arrested, someone who's, you know, not selling it, I think it's much, much too steep of a penalty. So.
Okay, thank you. Are there any other Representative Zickman, you have a question?
Thank you, Representative. This is jokingly. Are you in trouble?
Mr. Chairman.
You don't have to answer that.
I will because no, I'm not.
Okay, thank you. Any further questions of the committee? Seeing none, I'm going to close public testimony, open it up to committee action or discussion on House Bill 1220. Representative Willardson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was the House prime sponsor of the Senate bill last year, and I can tell you that we spent a good deal of time crafting the legislation, working with the Department of Revenue, and applying the appropriate penalty. Part of the message that we wanted to send was that we do not want to have powdered alcohol in South Dakota. And so we attached a penalty toward it to make that point. And so I would ask you to resist this bill. I don't think that it's a problem at this point that needs fixing. and I think the penalty is appropriate. So I would just ask that we resist this bill and send it to the 41st day. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative. Representative Gosch.
Move to pass.
Okay. We have a motion by Representative Gosch to pass on House Bill 1220, seconded by Representative May. Comments on that motion? Representative Gosch.
I agree with the prime sponsor. I think the penalty is substantially steeper than it needs to be, so I would urge you guys to vote green.
Thank you. Further comments on the do pass motion? Representative Willitson.
Substitute motion. Move to the 41st day.
Second. We have a motion by Representative Willitson to move House Bill 1220 to the 41st legislative days. That's seconded by Representative Greenfield. Any additional comments? Representative Willitson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For the comments that I made earlier, I think that this penalty is appropriate and that it's only had 8 months of real life experience. Let's leave it be. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Further comments on the substitute motion? Representative Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My thoughts are this. If we're reducing the penalty, we might be encouraging somebody to actually produce this powdered alcohol. So I think if this got this class one probably has teeth in it and might be used as a deterrent not to.
Thank you, Representative Greenfield. Any further comments, Representative Gosch?
You know, I'll urge against the 41st day. I mean, I agree that it does have teeth in it now. In fact, it has so much teeth in it as the teeth of a drug conviction as opposed to something smaller like a minor conviction. It doesn't fit. If you were to look at the rest of the laws, and my seatmate on the House floor is much better at this than I am. I didn't come prepared for this, and I apologize. But if you look at the laws with alcohol laws and where they fall in on the penalties, they're all a lot closer to a Class 2 misdemeanor rather than treating this thing as if it's cocaine on a Class 1. So I urge you guys to please vote no on this. Let's bring the law, make it more uniform, put it where it needs to be, and just make it happen. Thanks.
Further comments, Representative Pischke.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I'm also going to ask the committee to resist this substitute motion. As you remember last year, I was opponent of the bill last year. I don't think that we should have to govern people to be responsible for their actions. Powdered alcohol, maybe it has its place in our state. We already have laws on the books so that we can have regular alcohol. I don't feel like this is much different. So, and I feel like this is, like Representative Gosch alluded to, this is the right thing to do. It puts it more in line with the other penalties for this. So at the very least, we can do that. So thank you.
Thank you, Representative Pischke. Representative McCleary.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I'm going to suggest that we go ahead with the 41st day. I remember this discussion very, very well. This is something we were trying to get on top of something so it didn't explode, so it didn't go farther. We set the fines high enough to keep it down, and evidently it's working. That's where I'm coming from. We don't need to open it up so we have that opportunity. Let's wait another year or two if that's going to happen. But and we do need – this is what we're here for. We govern to keep the problems down. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Any further comments on the substitute motion? Real quick, I think Representative Steinhauer's questioning in line of this is just a maximum penalty. I think at this point in time really bears some information for me to stand by the 41st day recommendation on this bill. And also, we haven't really given this bill and this penalty much time to really work. Now, maybe next year at this time, if we see some people are unjustly spending a year in jail for a little bit of powdered alcohol, then yeah, we're going to have to do something about it. But this is the mandatory. They could be giving them time served or a suspended sentence and a minimum fine. But in the case, as Representative Willitson mentioned, in the case of something more severe, where they're selling at a high school the powdered stuff, you know, a lot of it, you know, we need this as kind of a preventative measure to stop the stuff from really coming into the state. So I'm going to ask you to support the 41st legislative day. With that, the question is, substitute motion, defer 1220 to the 41st legislative day. All in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, call the roll.
Representatives Beal?
Aye.
Gosch?
No.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hawley? excused. Johnson?
Aye.
May?
No.
McCleary?
Aye.
Mills?
Aye.
Pischke?
No.
Steinhauer?
Aye.
Willardson?
Aye.
Zickmund?
Aye.
Rounds?
Aye. Having a vote of 9 in favor, 3 against, House Bill 1220 will be sent to the 41st Legislative Day. Okay, we're going to go back now. When I handed out that amendment and brought up that discussion on House Bill 1134, I know I didn't give you a whole lot of time on this, but I've been approached to move this bill to Judiciary, bring it off the table, and let Judiciary deal with it. Has everybody had a chance to read the amendment that was passed around, and are there questions? We're not going to debate the bill in here. Representative Steinhauer.
Mr. Chair, my understanding is Judiciary is swamped this year, and we're dealing with alcohol laws. Why Judiciary, please?
Judiciary, actually, the chair said it to my committee. And the proponents of the bill, this is the committee they wanted. I argued with them for the past week. That's why it's taken so long for me to bring this up. I said, you know, we can deal with it in here, but Judiciary wants the bill. I don't mind sending it over there. They can deal with it.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Gosh.
So this is a new process to me. So we can vote to send it to Judiciary, and if we vote no, it stays here. Is that correct?
We have to vote to take it off the table first.
Okay.
That's the first thing. Matter of fact, we should be voting on discussing it, but I want the discussion before we do any votes so everybody knows what we're doing. We have to vote to take it from the table. Once we take it off the table, then we would vote to defer it to Judiciary. Otherwise, they'll do it on the floor.
I say let them do it on the floor. I'm sorry. I think we're more than qualified enough to handle this bill. We have been all year. I don't understand. To me, it seems like we're trying to dodge a committee, and it's that's not the way things are supposed to be done if we want to respect the process.
Other comments on the Representative Willardson?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Isn't there a similar bill to this one that's out now?
This is a companion to another bill, yes. And I do not know that bill number, and I can't see the...
Well, I bring the question because I'm gonna
relax debate in here. Mr. Krogman, can you come up and discuss this?
Thanks, Mr. Chair. Matt Krogman, South Dakota Licensed Beverage Dealers and Gaming Association. I am not the sponsor of this, so I don't... This is not mine. However, obviously, I'm involved in the process a little bit. I think their reasoning for wanting it in Judiciary is on the floor, I believe today, you have another sponsorship bill that deals with wholesalers and manufacturers sponsoring civic events. It got 517 the other day, if you recall. So that bill went through Judiciary, and I think that's why they want this bill to go through Judiciary as well, because it's a very similar topic. So,
does that kind of answer some of the questions? Representative Pischke.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. That answers a little bit of my questions, but my question still remains. How many bills go from Chapter 35 go through Judiciary compared to how many bills from Chapter 35 are coming through Commerce, specifically this year?
You would be surprised. They've had several up there, and I know a couple went through Taxation. Judiciary says they can fit the time. I argued against it, but they requested it, so I'm going to... I've given them their opportunity here. Follow-up, Representative Pischke.
Also, another point is I believe the prime sponsor of this bill sits on Judiciary. So I think to have a more fair hearing, it should come in front of us instead of given that's an automatic vote in favor of the bill if you send it to Judiciary.
Representative Pischke, what I need to do is have, first off, before we get going that deep, do we want to bring it off the table? That's a discussion we need to have. And then what we do with it after that, we can discuss. But do we want to bring this off the table or leave it? Okay. I would have to have a motion to bring House Bill 1134 off the table. before we can do anything. Is there anybody who wants to make that motion? Representative Zickman?
No.
Since no one wants to bring the motion, it's a moot point. So we're...
Representative Archibald?
Is this still relaxed?
Very relaxed.
Well, I mean, I just would like to, you know, say that I really felt that a lot of these meetings that went on this summer, you know, they were supposed to be kumbaya moments and whatnot, and I sat there through three different meetings, and I really don't recall anybody ever really asking the opinions of us, and I saw an onslaught of bills come in these areas from individuals mostly. And, you know, I mean, the political moves of trying to steer clear of this committee I've seen in other times, and I just say, as far as I'm concerned, I would like to leave it on the table in case we need it ourselves here.
Thank you, Representative Beal. There was a time where this committee was known as the Killing Committee, and I was told from people they heard that through the grapevine, and I kind of like that.
Mr. Chair, can we get that reputation again, please?
That's up to you. I tried today. Okay, that means that we are basically, since I've got two bills, and we got what my bill below the line, we're not going to take that one because we're not done negotiating yet. So we're done today, folks. No, we're done. And I apologize because I thought we'd have those two other bills before I call on you, Representative Beal. I thought we'd have those two other bills today, which would have been a little bit more talking. So with that, we've got three meetings before crossover, and we've got, I think, 11 bills yet to go. So we're going to have a couple of long meetings next week. We got another alcohol day at the Capitol, and that'll be the last day before crossover, 2 weeks from today. And then next Monday, I've got next Monday's agenda, and then we're going to have PUC Wind Energy Day the following Wednesday. So we got 3 days that we're going to have full of excitement. Right, Representative Archibald.
Mr. Chair, could I just have a comment before I make the
motion?
You may have a comment, but you cannot make the motion if you're going to precede it with a comment. But
I move we adjourn.
Second.
Representative Beal moves adjournment. That's seconded by Representative Pischke. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. We are adjourned.